It is to me. I've been stung many a time by a wasp. Mm-hmm. I used to get stung by wasps all the time.
Oh, really?
Because there was a lot of them around. My daddy kept a lot of junk around from his jobs and things. I was always digging through there trying to find something to entertain myself, whether to dig out some of his ropes or nails or tools or something, and there's always a wasp nest around. And I think wasps are just real common. Mm-hmm. And then I imagine dirt daubers would sting you if you got provoked enough. And I think hornets are pretty bad. And I've tried to avoid such things as that. And honeybees and bumblebees and scorpions, by all means.
About yellow jackets, they have those here?
Yeah, but I tend to think of a yellow jacket and a hornet being the same thing.
Oh,
I guess
same thing.
I don't know.
Okay.
I stay a far distance from anything stinging. I really have a fear, but I don't like being stung.
Yeah.
I mean, not that I don't like it, but I mean, I really, I'm like that by snakes.
Right.
If they're there, I want to be somewhere else, you know.
Do they have snakes much in town, like where you live here?
Well, no. Where I used to live, I had a little watery, creeky area nearby me, and I'd kill several snakes over there from time to time. I killed a coral snake over there once,
and
it scared me to death.
That's horrible. What do you call the insects that bite you at night?
Mosquitoes, and do they ever bite me?
Oh, do they?
I really react to mosquitoes. I swell up.
Ew.
And I get a big itchy bump. And I mean, it stays with me for a week.
For a week?
Yeah.
Well, what about the other things that, like if you get in tall grass sometimes?
Chiggers.
Yeah.
Red bugs.
Same
thing.
Those same things. Do they bother you too?
Oh, yeah. But I seldom get around in ticks.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't get out in situations where they are.
Mm-hmm.
Because if I did, I'd come home and
you'd be
off. I'd be showering right quick and double checking. If I was where I thought there was ticks, I'd be looking myself for ticks because I've had them and they're very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. What do you call the kind of insect that hops around in the grass?
Grasshopper.
Have you ever heard anybody call it a hopper grass?
Huh.
A little fish that people use for bait.
Minnow.
The thing that a spider spins.
Well.
Now, if it were inside, like up in the corner of the house.
Cobweb.
The parts of a tree underneath the ground are called them.
Roots.
The kind of tree that you tap for syrup would be.
Maple.
And a group of those trees together would be.
Grove.
Name some, like in the different neighborhood you lived in Little Rock, some very common shade trees, I guess.
Oh, most common, I'd say, big oak tree. Mm-hmm. And grass kind.
There
are many. Oak, white oak. Willows, a few willows around, low spots, a lot of southern pine.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of pine around. Elm tree's pretty common. Sycamore's rather common. Ruby shade tree. That's all kind of oak.
Mm-hmm.
And a dozen kind of oaks. Black oak, post oak, white oak, pin oak.
Black oak? Yeah, there's a black oak Arkansas, right?
Yeah, but that's really the name of a variety of oak trees.
Yeah, I never realized.
Oh, there's so many kinds. Post oak, all kind of oak trees.
Oh.
And hickory, but hickory grows so slow you don't think of it as a shade tree.
It's a shade tree.